All right, we're taking a look at whether or not this voting age should be lowered to 16. We'll stay with our pros. We did pro, con, pro. So now we'll do a second pro in a row. And they take the position that age 16, people should have a voice in the laws that affect their lives and a stake in the future of their country. A U.S. Senate report cited student activism and protests as reasons for lowering the voting age to 18 in the 1970s during the Vietnam War. And so one of the comments that they make is that we must channel these energies into our political system and give young people the real opportunity to influence our society in a peaceful and constructive manner. Students today live under threats to their futures, such as school shootings and climate change. And they deserve to have influence over their elected officials beyond the protests they've organized. Sophie Whitney, a survivor of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, says if 16-year-old students are old enough to be affected by the laws and realize that there is a problem, then they should have the power to help change it. The age of 16 is when people's relationship with the law changes, as they often start driving, working, and paying taxes. 16-year-olds can be emancipated from their parents and live independently in most states. All right, that was our third and final pro. Here's our third and final con, where they take the position that the vast majority of Americans of all ages and political views agree that 16-year-olds should not be given the right to vote. A 2018 poll from The Atlantic and the Public Religion Research Institute found that 81% of Americans oppose lowering the voting age to 16, with 16% in favor. Only 19% of young people support the idea, and just 9% of seniors. Among Democrats, 25% would like to see the voting age lowered. Support among Republicans, 6%. A different survey found 8% support for lowering the voting age to 16. 45% want to keep it at 18. 46% would like to raise it back to age 21. A Twitter poll by WJLA, the ABC News affiliate in Washington, D.C., found just 18% support for a proposed bill to lower the voting age to 16 in the District of Columbia, compared to 77% against. The local NBC News affiliate ran a similar poll online, and 83% of participants were against the bill. What do you think? What do you think? Now, I don't want us to get caught up now in trying to go with the majority vote. You know, the majority is saying this. It's okay for you to be thinking about what the majority is saying, but I still want you to think about what you think. What are your thoughts about this? And what do you base your reasoning on? The D.C. City Council had considered legislation that would allow 16 and 17-year-olds in the nation's capital to vote in all elections, including the 2020 presidential election. But they tabled the bill indefinitely after losing support from council members. Another point, until the 1970s, the voting age in America was 21. A debate over lowering it to 18 began during World War II when President Franklin D. Roosevelt decreased the military draft age to 18. The military draft age was lowered to 18. President Eisenhower called for citizens ages 18 to 21 to be included in the political process in his 1954 State of the Union address. But lawmakers didn't take action until marches and demonstrations drew attention to the fact that young people who were being drafted to fight in Vietnam didn't have the ability to vote in most states. Congress proposed the 26th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution in 1971, which stated the right of citizens of the United States who are 18 years of age or older to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of age. The ratification process, which required approval from 38 states, was completed in about 3 months, the shortest amount of time of any amendment in U.S. history. All right, so understandably, part of the issue is, you know, when we're looking at this whole notion of whether or not we should lower the voting age to 16 in America, you know, what worldviews do 16-year-olds hold that would indicate that they either are or are not ready to vote? Of course, we need to keep in mind that a 16-year-old is a 16-year-old, but not all 16-year-olds think alike. They're not all experiencing the same level of maturity at the same time. And so some are more ready than others to vote. But ladies and gentlemen, isn't that true of people in their 40s and 50s and 60s as well? Some people just, they just know how they're going to vote. They're going to vote party line, period. They've already had their thoughts shaped by the people who they have opened themselves up to. And they're really not going to give much thought to how they cast their votes. So one of the questions we need to ask ourselves is this. Do 16-year-olds have a great enough interest in the issues that face us to say to us, you know what, maybe they should be allowed to vote? Climate for Connect. I want you to take a listen. Connect for Climate at Greta Thunberg. And she is a teenager. She has something to say about climate change. Let's hear what she has to say.
My name is Greta Thunberg. I am 15 years old and I'm from Sweden. I speak on behalf of Climate Justice Now. Many people say that Sweden is just a small country and it doesn't matter what we do. But I've learned that you are never too small to make a difference. And if a few children can get headlines all over the world just by not going to school, then imagine what we could all do together if we really wanted to. But to do that, we have to speak clearly, no matter how uncomfortable that may be. You only speak of green, eternal economic growth because you are too scared of being unpopular. You only talk about moving forward with the same bad ideas that got us into this mess, even when the only sensible thing to do is pull the emergency brake. You are not mature enough to tell it like it is. Even that burden you leave to us children. But I don't care about being popular. I care about climate justice and a living planet. Our civilization is being sacrificed for the opportunity of a very small number of people to continue making enormous amounts of money. Our biosphere is being sacrificed so that rich people in countries like mine can live in luxury. It is the sufferings of the many which pay for the luxuries of the few. The year 2078, I will celebrate my 75th birthday. If I have children, maybe they will spend that day with me. Maybe they will ask me about you. Maybe they will ask why you didn't do anything while there still was time to act. You say you love your children above all else, and yet you are stealing their future in front of their very eyes. until you start focusing on what needs to be done, rather than what is politically possible, there is no hope. We cannot solve a crisis without treating it as a crisis. We need to keep the fossil fuels in the ground, and we need to focus on equity. And if solutions within this system are so impossible to find, then maybe we should change the system itself. We have not come here to beg world leaders to care. You have ignored us in the past, and you will ignore us again. We have run out of excuses, and we are running out of time. We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not. The real power belongs to the people. Thank you.
Greta Thunberg at the UN Climate Change Conference. I'll tell you what, she sounded more authoritative, more assertive, and more honest than a lot of really, really grown folks out here. Back in a few.